from this moment on, for 19 days, from February 23rd to March 12th, the Nautilus stayed in the middle of the Atlantic, hustling us along at a constant speed of 100 leagues every 24 hours. It was obvious that Captain Nemo wanted to carry out his underwater program, and I had no doubt that he intended, after doubling Cape Horn, to return to the Pacific South Seas. So Ned Land had good reason to worry. In these wide seas, empty of islands, it was no longer feasible to jump ship, nor did we have any way to counter Captain Nemo's whims. We had no choice but to acquiesce. But if we couldn't attain our end through force or cunning, I like to think we might achieve it through persuasion. Once this voyage was over, might not Captain Nemo consent to set us free in return for a promise never to reveal his existence, our word of honor, which we sincerely would have kept? However, this delicate question would have to be negotiated with the captain. But how would he receive our demands for freedom? At the very outset, and in no uncertain terms, hadn't he declared that the secret of his life required that we be permanently imprisoned on board the Nautilus? Wouldn't he see my 4-month silence as a tacit acceptance of this situation?